בוקר טוב רבותיי, today is יום רביעי שבת קודש, לסדר אחרי קדושים. We are on page ריש למתת. נו מאמר, talking about the תשובה. יסודות התשובה. It's always a good time to contemplate thoughts of repentance. תשובה מתוך שמחה. ראשית כל, יש לדעת שהמפתח לעשיית תשובה הוא השמחה. תשובה can't be done from a bitter place, it has to be done from a place of joy. ובפרט בימי חודש אלול, שמחנה למחילה וסליחה ביום הכיפורים. ובאמת, now it's also a great idea, because now we're counting towards מתן תורה. If to be מתאהר before קבלת התורה. ובאמת, כמה יש לנו לשמוח על יום הכיפורים, שכל העוונות נמחלים בו. איזה מסע כבד פורק הקדוש ברוך הוא מעלינו במחד. וואו, what a gift יום הכיפורים is for us. הקדוש ברוך הוא, you know, removes this crushing burden of our עוונות from us on יום כיפור. הלא אם היה צריך להוציא אפילו סכומי עתק בשביל יום כיפור אחד, הייתי מוציא את הסכום שמחה גדולה. If I had to spend astronomical sums of money in order to be זוכה to one יום כיפור, המציון says I do it. ואיזה חסד עשה עמנו לבנו של עולם, שנתנו בחינם בכל שנה יום כזה. התבוננות בגדלות הבורא. Thinking about, contemplating the greatness of הקדוש ברוך הוא. והנה, רבן יונה בשער התשובה בתחילת השער השני מונה שישה דרכים המביאים את האדם לתשובה. Six things which engender teshuva in a person's heart. Harishon, she'adam ya'orer et atzmo velo she'achir ya'orer oto. You have to really awaken yourself. You have to spur yourself forward to do teshuva, as opposed to waiting for somebody else to do it for you. Ve'ayinu, b'sha'a she'mevin she'mechamat she'u bari, b'shvil ze ba'a elav ha'ta'ava, mi'ad yachshov minatan lo chayut u'vriut, v'kach yitaken et ma'asav. Wow, deep. Says, why does a person have tava? You have desires, for whatever it is. You have desires because you're healthy. Because old and sick people don't really have tavas because they're battling not such great health. So the fact that you have tavas to begin with is an indication that you're healthy. Who gave you that health? Ah, Kadosh Baruch Hu. That, just switching your perception a little bit, that brings about thoughts of tshuva. How can I do this? I have the tava because I'm healthy. And Hashem gave me the health. So I'm going to use that against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's counterintuitive. It doesn't make any sense. Now it's true. Sometimes we fall prey and we don't think about that. But if you actually think about it deeply and you have real appreciation for the gift of health that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you, so many times it'll cause you just to back away from the avera. Like, no, I can't do this. It doesn't make sense. Ki hanefesh hateora me'oreret mitiv'ah. את האדם להכיר בגדלות הבורא. The purity of one's soul always awakens a person to think about the greatness of הקדוש ברוך הוא, וכשמרגיש אדם בגדלות הבורא, ורואה שהנפש חשובה, ומאידך מכיר את פחיתות מעשיו, ואת מהימרה, בהכרח שישוב בתשובה. See how great הקדוש ברוך הוא is, how terrible it is for us to rebel against him, and, you know, the, how it really causes קליפות to surround our נשמה, that causes us to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. בכל עוד שאינו מכיר בזה, הרי זה סימן שנפשו עדיין פגומה. If you didn't come to this realization yet, that's an indication that your nefesh is still blemished. It's not where it needs to be yet. ועתיד לשוב בתשובה מתוך איסורים. It's better to find this out quicker and come to this realization quicker, yeah, sooner than later, because otherwise HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to bring איסורים in order for a person to be חוזר בתשובה, and that's not fun. שבשעה שבאים האדם יסורי, על האדם יסורים, הוא נזכר שחטא ולא נהג טוב. All the יסורים דרך הקדוש ברוך הוא sends us, or מידה כנגד מידה. And if you don't know why, figure it out. And you remember the famous Gemara in the beginning of מסכת ברכות, רב הונה, 400 barrels of wine. The sour lost a tons of money. And he was upset. And the חכמים came to encourage him. And he said, I looked through my מעשים, why do I deserve this? And he says, the Chachamim told him back, well, are you choshed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets out judgment without a just reason? Think about it further. And he figured out that there's a business transaction that he didn't really deal with properly. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes, whatever it is. But you always, it's our job to figure out the midah keneged midah in everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends our way. וגם המצוות שעושה אינם בשלמות, כי אינו עובד את HaKadosh Baruch Hu באמת בכל ליבו. וחילשון הרבן יונה, כאשר תמצאנה את האיש צרות, ישיב אל ליבו ויאמר, אין זה כי אם דרכיו ומעלליו אשר עשו אלה לו, וחטאיו עלו לנפשו, ויושב אל השם ורחמהו. Which means you have to figure out, when Hashem sends us Yisurim, what it is that I did wrong, because, obviously, אין Yisurim ולא עוון. So there's something there. ואחר שזוכה האדם להכיר בגדלות הבורא, ואומר בתשובה, once a person realizes, comes to the realization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, and that causes you to think thoughts of תשובה, ירגיש בכל מצווה ומצווה התחדשות. You have to look for renewed excitement in every mitzvah that you do. That comes from תשובה. Once you חוזר בתשובה, and you remove the קליפות around your neshama, you once again feel excitement. Sometimes a lot of us get into a rut when we do mitzvot. You learn, well, it's like a cycle, it's a circuit. Okay, you're learning, okay, I'm saying there, whatever. You don't feel that excitement. Excitement in mitzvot only comes through chazara b'tshuva. That's the way it works. Interesting. Einfall. ולא יעשה רק מחמת הרגל, וכך יזריז בהליכותיו, ולא יתעצל בהשכמת הבוקר לתפילה וכדומה. And sometimes because you're in a rut and because you're feeling like down, everybody has ups and downs. Life is like an EKG. You know that. Right, like a heart monitor, ups and downs. But ups and downs are encouraging, because very much like an EKG or a heart monitor, ups and downs means you're alive. Because if there were no ups and downs and everything was just a flat line, then you'd be dead. So ups and downs are encouraging. But you got to strive for the ups and learn from the downs. וגם אחר התפילה ילך ללמוד תורה, everything you do should be with excitement. I tell the chevra all the time, it's just a one-word change can really change your outlook on everything. First thing you do, you wake up in the morning, say Modeh Ani. People, like, even though they won't necessarily verbalize it, but subconsciously they're thinking, ugh, I have to go daven. That in and of itself takes out all the wind from your sails. I have to go daven? You don't have to go daven. I get to go daven. I have a zechut to go speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know what I'm saying? There's a congresswoman who's coming, I think next week or whatever, one of these, they're coming to speak in the shul because they're up for a bid for re-election and they want to pitch their whatever. So when they're there, I want to ask them, the congresswoman, city or state, like United States Congress. In my shul, yeah, whatever. Not during davening, I don't know, whatever. But afterwards, anyway. I want to ask her, if you need to speak to the president, what's the process? If you or any other member of Congress needs to speak to the president, what's the process? I doubt you're just calling them on the phone, right? So you have to send an email, or you have to call the office and set an appointment. I want to hear from them what it is. And then, I'm assuming that's going to be the answer, and that gives me such a chizik, you know why? That's what they have to do to run around, you know, jump through hoops. Even them, members of Congress, they're part of the legislative branch of government and they have to run through hoops in order to speak to the president. We get to speak to Melech Melechai Melechim 3 times a day, face to face, without any of the hoops. You just show up, Hashem Sifatai Tiftach, and Hashem says, I'm here. Talk. Vizil. Psh. Wow. That's itpa'alut. I don't have to daven, I get to daven. All right, I got to get to Seder. You don't gotta, you don't have to, you get to. You have the zechut to come to Seder and learn another Seder. You have the zechut to do another mitzvah, another anachat tefillin, another hitatvut betzitzit. Any limud, any mitzvah, any tefillah, you get to. And just that subconscious thought changes your perspective on the whole matzah. It's a very big deal. Small word like that, I get to. Maybe you don't feel it like such a zechut because so many other people are doing it. So many other people are not doing it. If you look at the general populace of Am Yisrael, the vast majority of Jews aren't doing it. They are rachok mitorah mitzvot, unfortunately. You have a zechut. It's not, don't take it for granted. Use it. Try it tomorrow. Wake up in the morning. I get to. Go to daven. I get to. You're tired. It's true. Akol b'seder. You have a zchut. That's step one. After seder, I get to wash netilat yadayim and say birkat hamazon. If you're in pach acharit, whatever it is. I get to. There's a lot of people who have birkat hamazon phobia. מפחדים, ממש, פחד. They have a פחד from ברכת המזון. I don't know why, but like whatever. Such a beautiful ברכה, וזה, you get to... עזן את הכל, על הארץ ועל המזון, בונה ירושלים, you get to speak about בניין בית המקדש. לא יודע, it's like a phobia. You get to bench. Now you get to come to Seder. You get to go to another shir. It's all a matter of perspective. You change the perspective, then הכל בסדר. טוב, continue tomorrow בעזרת השם. Hi, Mauro. Oh my gosh.